Pacific has had qualified inspectors observing every aspect of this project. And the way the contractor has decided to do the work meant that they had crews working in different locations at once. And so so Tanner Pacific deployed inspectors to different, you know, for many months, it was four different locations over, you know, a couple of shifts of inspections. So the amount of money that we had budgeted for inspection services was a bit short. We had also asked them to do some things that weren't in the original scope and do some tasks that we originally thought would be provided by other consultants. The deputy project manager who worked for a different consultant actually retired, and so we asked them to provide somebody to provide those services. They also provided provided some IT services. So when we first set up this project, and this is the figure on the bottom right, is the Teams page that we created. We didn't have any experience in creating a software platform, you know, that could be accessed by multiple consultants and contractors and people that work for different companies and people that had Office 365 and some people that didn't. And it was a pretty complicated process to get everybody on board with Teams when we first started. And TPI's as a construction management firm has experience, a lot of experience with, you know, working on these kind of multi-employer situations, and they were able to provide a lot of assistance in getting our IT infrastructure set up for the program. And that was something, again, that we hadn't wasn't included in their scope, but they took on and created a really great platform for everybody to be able to collaborate. So those are the main items that are going into this recommendation for today. So the recommendation is to approve a task order amendment for quality assurance services for the Gravity Pipeline project.
Thank you. That picture on the right looks like it's from a scene from Star Wars.
I know. I think so too. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, any questions from my colleagues? I don't see any hands. If not, can I get a motion to approve item 8C?
With the side note that when Kim talks about the machine in the future, I would greatly prefer that she talk about it as the very exciting tunnel boring machine. But
very exciting boring machine. Got it. Okay.
I always have to catch myself every time we talk about this machine and say, no, it's not boring. But that said, I will gladly move this item per staff's recommendation.
Moved by Commissioner Lieberman. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Collins. Roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Audie?
Yes.
Commissioner Gary?
Yes. Okay, motion passes. And the last item, item 8D.
Yes, so 8D is to discuss commission meetings and do they remain remote? Do they remain or do they go back to in person? And as we noted at the beginning of the meeting, there was AB 361 that was recently signed into law, I think on Friday, by Governor Newsom. So I think I'll just let Christine discuss this. Recall that we did add to the agenda what I'll call item 8DI, which would be to continue remote meetings under emergency conditions related to COVID.
Sylvie's having a birthday pretty soon. She's looking to get a ping pong table.
And somebody mute themselves, please.
Should we give her the one that's here as a birthday present?
I'll go ahead and mute them. Okay. Don't know who that was, but they're muted now. Okay, Christine, you want to just jump in?
Of course, thank you. Good morning again, commissioners. So Teresa's correct, AB 361 was signed into law by the governor, actually, I think it was Thursday, but the news really didn't get out until Friday. many of you may already be familiar with the legislation through your own cities and districts. So I will summarize the law and the requirements that are necessary in order for the commission to continue remote meetings, which really isn't a continuance because the remote meetings are, as of October 1st, as we've known them, are no longer permitted by repeal of the governor's executive order. So what this legislation does is provide that during a public health state of emergency, that's declared by the governor under the California Emergency Services Act, allows local agencies to make their own determination as to whether to hold remote meetings as opposed to waiting for a governor's executive order. So in this case, a public health state of emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic was proclaimed by the governor. And despite repeal of many of his emergency executive orders, the underlying proclamation of emergency remains active. So under that proclamation of emergency, AB 361 requirements kick in order to take advantage of the legislation. A resolution must be passed by a majority vote and determining either that remote in-person meetings are unsafe, either because social distancing measures are being imposed or recommended by state or local authorities, or if there is in-person meetings present an imminent risk to attendee to the health and safety of its attendees, including the commission directors, staff, employees, and the public. The resolution, if adopted, is valid for 30 days, and thereafter, the commission would need to make the finding again and ratify the resolution every 30 days thereafter during the emergency conditions. At present, the COVID-19 Delta variant is circulating in San Mateo County, as I'm sure we all know. It is highly transmissible in indoor settings especially, and generally requires multi-component prevention strategies to reduce its spread. Also, despite high vaccine rates, the San Mateo County is experiencing a high volume of breakthrough cases. And while most of the cases are among unvaccinated residents, the proportion of those breakthrough cases is actually increasing. Hospitalizations have also increased among unvaccinated persons. And in fact, I just a personal anecdote, a colleague of mine notified me that he's trying to return to San Francisco from Virginia via Montreal. And of course, a COVID test is required to cross the border. And he tested positive, despite the fact that he had tested negative twice in the weeks beforehand, and basically didn't go out in public without a mask in Virginia at all during his stay, and was fully vaccinated. And so he was, one of those breakthrough cases that gives you the example that people, even though fully, that he experienced no symptoms whatsoever. So Point being is that we could all be unknowingly spreading COVID, even though we think we're safe and vaccinated. So with that said, based on these emergency circumstances, the commission must find that holding in-person meetings would pose a risk, a health and safety risk to all attendees. And so that the justification could be made to comply with the terms of AB 361 and make the necessary findings to continue with remote meetings and adopt a resolution for 30 days. Majority vote is required for the resolution. I think I covered, one last item. Should the commission decide to adopt this resolution, I would recommend leaving in place the prior emergency resolution that the commission adopted, which grants certain emergency powers to the manager in the event that the Delta variant comes back full force and more executive orders are put into place. And so I would recommend leaving that in place with the exception of Section 3, which allows remote meetings under the prior executive order that has now been repealed. Any questions?
Just some comments. I think that, I know we've been looking forward to it as our council because we do not want to go back during this Delta variant time, and definitely we'll be addressing that. I guess because it is every 30 days, it's kind of adding to an agenda, but I would hope that we move forward with this and try to keep everyone as safe as possible. So that's my thinking on that. I don't know what my colleagues have on this. But Commissioner Lieberman?
Thank you, Chair. I would agree. In fact, it seems to me that I would much prefer to have our city council have its first meeting before Silicon Valley Clean Water has its first in-person meeting. It just seems to make sense there. So, I think as far as I can tell, we're doing the public's business well. It has not suffered as a result of the virtual meeting. So as I'm all for more and more transparency, making it easier and easier for the public to participate. But I think the nature of our meetings are such that continuing the virtual meetings until such time as we're kind of all comfortable, the councils are back meeting, it makes sense. Councils are meeting in person, I should say.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other ideas or thoughts? Commissioner Collins?
Yes, thank you. I would agree. It just makes sense right now. There's too much uncertainty. When we do go back to live meetings or in-person meetings, I'm gonna need directions because I've never been to a meeting at the location. So, but for the time being, I'm good to continue with the way it is.
You were there close to the day that we had our opening. Our administrator come from the EPA. You just kind of make a left instead of going straight next time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good to know. Thanks.
Commissioner Audi, did you have any comments?
No, I'm okay with continuing as we are. That's fine. Okay.
All right. Yeah, they're just like Christine's case. I think we all have cases where we've heard of a lot more many more cases than we did with the first variants, and it's just kind of gets scary. So, yeah. So I think you have. Do you need a motion? Yes.
Yes.
So I'd like a motion for item 8D.
And I'm happy to make this motion. Christine, I just may need a little bit more direction on.
Yes, I was just scrolling.
Do you need to move so that we can continue the virtual meetings in place?
Absolutely.
And Christine, I think Yeah, it would be the second one, item 8D, which is move adoption resolution establishing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep.
First one. Move adoption resolution allowing for remote meetings under emergency conditions related to COVID-19.
Great. I will make that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Commissioner Lieberman. Can I get a second?
Second.
Commissioner Oddie, roll call, please.
Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Oddie?
Yes.
Commissioner Aguirre?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion passes. And then I guess we have no closed session, so
correct.
We'll adjourn to our next meeting, which is
October 18th for our next meeting.
Okay, October 18th is our next meeting. Everyone stay safe. We'll see you in a month virtually. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.